Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. As always, I would love to hear from you. So, hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're feeling prickly, you want to let your fingers do the talking instead of your mouth. You can always go to smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room and be the anonymous person you want to be, or state your intentions as whoever you want to be. It's one of those things. We don't really care. We only care that you come, literally, maybe figuratively too, but that's a whole different conversation. Anyway. Social media. If you want to get into the Facebook group, our Smooth Drama Facebook group, myself, Mr. J, a.k.a. he's back on Facebook, so he actually can do it now. I mean, he's been in Facebook jail about 300-400 times. I think that's his thing. I'm just going to go to Facebook jail. I never knew that that was a real thing. I always try to figure out what you can say to go to Facebook jail. Apparently, it's not in my vocabulary. I guess I'll figure it out one day. Anyway, Smooth Drama Group, Facebook, or anywhere you find Smooth Drama. Follow us, add us. Except for the people who keep sending me those WhatsApp. Join our group. No, it's not going to happen. Ever. Please stop. Anyway. Yeah. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back and we can talk a taste on it. Speaking of talking a taste on it. Special shout out to the state of Alabama. During the special legislative session, the end of last month, the state lawmakers approved the use of $400 million in COVID-19 federal relief funds to start an affordable housing program. Beautiful, right? The affordable housing program that the state lawmakers decided to put into effect includes breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as free lodging and a work program. Called prisons. I was like, wow. So apparently against the calls from their own community, they pushed through a measure where they're going to use $400 million of COVID-19 relief funds to build new prisons and renovate others as part of a massive $1.3 billion deal. Yep. That state of Alabama. So it just goes to show you. When I talk about the most scrumptious of apocalypse, the South, they right on board. Alabama's like, you know what? We know people are doing bad. People don't want to work. You can come go to jail. Three hots in the cot. Free showers. Just don't drop the soap. And you get free medical, free Medicare. And it's a work program. You make license plates and furniture. All kinds of stuff you can do in jail. State of Alabama, looking out for its citizens. That's what I'm talking about. And it's one of those things that you just can't make up, because it's real. It's really real. Speaking of really real, apparently in Reno, I guess it gets realer in Reno. Really in Reno, that sounds good. Anyway, they banned the possession and use of whips without permit. Apparently, there's the public citizens and Reno Police Department to raise concerns at the city council meeting in August over the growing use of whips being used for intimidation fighting and the practice of cracking whips in Reno. See, there's so much to say there, right? The good people of Reno, they have whips. And when we talk about gun control, they're like, we don't need no guns. We got our whips. There's a lot of bad jokes there. And so there are some people who are like, well, hey, it's maybe Reno is trying to vie to be the BDSM capital of the United States. I don't think so, but it bears mentioning. I'm gonna talk about BDSM a couple times tonight. I'm just putting it out there. It's like I'm foreshadowing. But yeah, Reno, you can't have a whip without permit. I'm like, I'm going to go and I'm going to get a whip permit. What are you planning on using your whip for? Oh, BDSM. But these are like the whips from the days of slavery. Oh, she likes it like that. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? Because I can't think of any other reason why we would use whips. I can't think of any. I'm sure there are some people who got some ideas. I know I'm not one of them. I know I'm not one of them. I think it's interesting, though. No more whips. Whew. And speaking of no more whips, I guess I can I'm just going to go into my dumb ass of the week. This one should be really easy. You're from the Bay Area, especially. John Gruden, former Raiders football coach, former Monday Night Football broadcaster, former coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former coach of the Oakland Raiders, which turned into the Las Vegas Raiders, and all that. Anyway, this dude here, I mean, you talking about dumbass. I mean, he went in, and we're not talking about like something that happened like once. Homie got years of emails years of emails. And what makes it more galling is that he has emails on the company server. He wasn't even using his own person. He was using the company's email and talking mad cash. Like he talked about the NFL owners negotiator, Smith, black man, by the way, talking about his big lips. And I'm like, why do people hate on big lips? Why do people hate on succulent lips? I thought succulent lips was where it's at. I mean, if you're hating on succulent lips, you ain't living your life right. Your life is missing something. Something very, very enjoyable. We'll just say that. We just gonna go there. Anyway, John Gruden. Not only is he talking about black folks. He was hitting all the switches. He was talking about Michael Sam, who was a gay ball player, and how the Rams shouldn't be forced to draft the queer. It's like, then he called the commissioner, Roger Goodell, a faggot. I mean, he was just, he hit all of it. And of course, once he was found out, he resigned. He said, yeah, I didn't want to make it about me. And he's one of them dudes where you look at him and you're like, oh, maybe he's just a hard-nosed coach. But then you look at him and it's like, yeah, he just look like he racist, that he a hater. He just got the look a hater. You know, they used to call him Chucky. And he looks like a hater. And lo and behold, he's a hater. It's one of those things where real life and the persona that people have, they just meet up and connect lovely. And it's John Gruden. I mean, and on top of that, he was caught sending emails of topless cheerleaders. I'm like, he went all the way in. So not only was he talking trash about pretty much every segment of society, he also, on the work email, so for all you working people out there, imagine you're doing all the crazy stuff on the work email. You're talking about the boss on the work email. You're sending topless pictures or dick pics, whichever one, whatever naughty pictures you were sending on the work email. That's how John Gruden was living. That's how John Gruden was living, on the work email. Yep. I do. Can you top it? So you have to be used to no consequences in your life to be able to pull that one off. I'm saying, because it's something that I would never even think about. It's just, you know, you're talking crazy in the email, and you're talking crazy in the email at work. At work. Yeah. So shout out to John Gruden, aka Chucky, aka Super Duper Dumbass, Super Duper Hater, all that. He get all of it. It all tastes good in his beverage. On that note, gonna break. This is Lil Brother doing me.
Last time we're doing this shit.
The man behind the board is
going. One of the best to do it, maybe the best that did it. Most niggas talk about it, but rap a cool living. I paint a picture so vivid with my wordplay. I'm trying to live my life, fuck what her say. I don't come out to play, I head out to work. I'm in the business of making niggas heads up. I'm trying to move units, I want to move hands. Yeah, I comprehend the importance of having fans, but some fans don't understand. Walk that very thin line between being a stand. Before all this rap shit, I'm first to man. I don't want you all up in my face. Family, just stop it, cause after some shows, I ain't trying to shoot it. And it's not hoes, niggas out of pocket. Can I live, have a moment to breathe? I just rock for 2 hours and you still want more.
They have to be more happy and be more friendly and smile a little more, but that shit is not in the end.
These silly niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun doing it.
They have to be more happy and be more friendly and smile a little more, but that shit is not in the end.
These silly niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun doing
me, dog. They say mother the son should never depart. Always stay close to the heart and stand tall through whatever regardless of any personal problem. This should always revolve around love, but lately a nigga been caught because it's been becoming a new sense. When at the drop of a dime, you putting your two cents in with the mention of a new love in my life. She here to say, ma, it's not just a fuck for the night. I give the fuck if you like this decision I carry. Wanna be happily married and not just fuck with a wife who can't adjust to my rapping and the lips always dabbing and accept what would happened if I took your advice. Got baby moms asking for most facts, thinking my joke stacks, cause me and the boys work for Leor. I think both of y'all niggas be Prozac, but I got lawyers just in case you show a ass like Leor and wanna get a piece of my hits. I support my child, baby moms ain't entitled to shit, and it hurts to write this, cause maybe now you'll understand. You gon' lose me as a son, so you respect me as a man.
They say I should be more loving and be more caring and give a little more, but that shit I'm not hearing. I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing it. They say I should be more loving and be more caring and give a little more, but that shit I'm not hearing. Sick of these niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm having fun, living life,
you
want to
tell me how I should be living and how it could be different, or how better things could be if you would put in this position. You don't understand the life that I lead, cousin, it's hard. Every flight that I leave, my wife and my seat. I wish that I could be more involved. I leave it in destiny's hand. Just because I'm on the road don't make me less of a man. I spit it from the heart and I don't care if other dudes are doing it. They said I should be more focused, now I'm moving units. Just as long as my name is on the tip of your tongue. Fuck your opinion, nigga. Superstitions, sick with guns. And you would never walk today in my shoes. Feel what I felt. So talk to your face turns blue. I'm real to myself. It's like people see the rockets from the crowd, they get applause. To take your pockets rolling cause your album is in stores. I should be more for life for my immediate fam and close friends. Fall back and let me be who I am.
They got to be more focused and be more patient and find a better way to let off my frustration.
I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun doing it.
They got to be more focused and be more patient and find a better way to let off my frustration.
I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun doing it, dog.
Throw it over. Crisis, don't even watch that. Every time, you know what I'm saying, every time I always get the shower over the house, I always buy pubic hair and the bar soap. You can't even use the bar soap. Have the raw bar soap in your butt crack and all that. I might want to wash my face or my feet at the kitchen circle.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Lil Brother doing me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, man, y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? I'm a conspiracy theorist. There, I said it. There's conspiracies out here. And there's a number one conspiracy that's happening out here right now. People is trying to tell the truth. And folks don't even want to hear it. It's like, you trying to tell the truth? You out here trying to tell the truth? Like, really? I'm going to kill you. Because you're trying to tell the truth. For example, Michigan. Y'all remember Michigan. Place Flint, Michigan, where they had the water crisis in Flint that they are still kind of working on. They're still kind of fixing the pipes. Well, apparently, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, y'all remember her. They tried to kidnap her this summer. Well, she ordered a whole of government response to elevated levels of lead in tap water in the southwestern Michigan city of Benton Harbor. And she vowed personally to accelerate the replacement of its lead pipes. Now, think about that for a second. Michigan, again, because we already had Flint, right? We already had Flint. Took them 6-7 years, still kind of working on it, haven't announced that they've replaced all of the pipes yet. It's not really a priority. And they advise people, if you're listening and you live in the great state of Michigan, and then you're in the Benton Harbor area in particular, water bottle showers. Those sound like fun. What y'all think? I'm like, whoo. You know when, and I'm sure the water isn't great everywhere. But damn, we talking about a shower. You know how horrible that's got to be? To not be able to take a shower, I got to get that 24-pack of water for each person. I guess it's cheap, right? It's like $2.99, but you got to bathe in it, put that one bottle of, so you can get soapy, and then the rest of them just, conspiracy theory. You know what? The lead pipes and the people getting cancer and all kinds of ailments, that is a left-wing conspiracy brought about by kooky left-wing, I don't know, I'm just, that's what somebody would say. And then you ask, well, it's right-wing conspiracy to destroy people in the Michigan area because it's a Democratic governor. And so, of course, the Republicans will be looking to kill the voters who voted for her and replace them with Republican voters. I mean, you can make up all kinds of silly stuff, right? People trying to tell the truth. And we ain't trying to hear them. It is nuts out here. So, for example, in this, There's a guy who is appealing his conviction for killing a black student. You know, white guy serving a life sentence for stabbing a black college student to death at a bus stop at the University of Maryland has asked the state's second highest court to throw out his murder conviction. He says, and this is his attorney's arguing that the trial judge shouldn't have allowed jurors to see or hear about racist memes that investigators found on his phone after he killed Lieutenant Richard Collins III. And so they asked the Court of Special Appeals to order a new trial. He says that the prosecutors claim that the killing was a racially motivated hate crime. But, and here's the kicker, the judge, Lawrence Hill Jr., dismissed a hate crime charge against him before a jury convicted him of first-degree murder. And so, even though, yeah, I have 6 photographs of racist memes, and I belong, well, he liked the Facebook group. I won't say he was in it. The Alt-Right Nation. He said they presented no evidence that their client ever made racist statements or held racist views. Okay. So, we're not going to argue that. Let's say that, you know what? He's not a racist. Sean Urbanski is not a racist. He's not a white nationalist. And just because you're white and you like neo-Nazi propaganda, that doesn't mean you're racist. That just means you like neo-Nazi propaganda, right? It's just like saying, I don't know, I like gangster rap, but I'm not a gangster. I guess we can just we'll just go there. And just that one small part, you kind of stabbed the dude to death. So he wants to appeal his conviction of actually killing somebody. So he's saying, look, they convicted me because they said it was racially motivated. And I'm saying it's not. I just wanted to kill somebody that day, and he just happened to be at the bus stop. But did I really kill him? Because it wasn't racial. Maybe it was a figment of my imagination. I mean, we just talking about folks who are talking about just telling the truth. And he's like, hey, yes, I know there's all this evidence. And yes, I did. He's not arguing that he didn't kill him. He's just saying it wasn't a racially motivated killing. That makes a difference. That makes a huge difference. I mean, if I go out and I kill a white woman, and I got a bunch of stuff on my phone saying kill whitey, that stuff is inadmissible in court. Now, the fact that I actually killed her, that's probably going to come into play. But we know it's not racially motivated. So technically, and maybe I could be reading too far into this, he's saying, look, it wasn't racially motivated, so I just killed a black dude. So what's the problem? I'm going to leave that right there. I'm just going to leave that right there. Because he's appealing, killing a black dude. He's like, everybody kills black dudes. Black dudes kill black dudes. So what's the problem? Yep. That happened. Oh. I I should have segued more into it, but Michigan schools, since I'm on this thread of just the conspiracy theory trying to tell the truth. Michigan schools, they're calling off Halloween and Valentine's celebrations over inclusion. They're saying that due to potential distractions and increasing numbers of uncomfortable families, because I guess kids crying on Halloween because they don't have the same kind of costumes that other kids have, or they didn't bring the same amazing Valentine's that other kids do. So we're just, they're saying, and this coming from Assistant Superintendent Glenn Mitchum in Michigan, says, we're striving hard at East Lansing Public Schools to be a district that is equitable and inclusive for all. Shit. You hear this bullshit? You can't have Halloween or Valentine's Day celebrations because maybe there'll be some kids who have better costumes. And the kids who don't have the same costume, they're not going to feel good. And then what? I'm trying hard here. We not gonna be nice and just cancel it all, because there are gonna be some kids who don't have the same costume. I'm like, so. I thought Halloween kids just cared about getting the candy. I can say that I have a costume or six. Maybe I wear them for Halloween. Maybe I don't. I've been known to bust out just a Halloween costume in the middle of April just because it just feels good. I've done it. Probably going to do it again. Because it just messed up for no reason. But the fact, and you wonder why we got all these shootings and all this foolishness, because you got these folks that they can't take hurt feelings at all. It's not that big a deal. It's just not that big a deal. If you can't get the Valentine's love, you don't have that elite costume, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. And that should be motivation to work hard so that you can get into, when you get older, into a half new costume and just be the best looking streetwalker you can be for just that one night. I don't know. I think that's kind of what happens, right? They're calling off Halloween and Valentine's Day celebrations at the school because. Like, all right. Michigan. Yep. You can't take a shower. And I guess you can't wear a Halloween costume. It's like the double whammy, right? That is the double whammy. Speaking of double whammies, I couldn't believe it, but I can. We have robots, right? They call them, there are some robots called quadrupedal robots. Well, the quadrupedal robots, they can get in and out of different environments that wheeled machines can't. So, y'all know in the name of science, we had to put a gun on it. So, They've now got a gun-equipped quadrupedal robot, and it's for sale. Well, it'll be for sale. We know it's going to happen. And so not only will you have the drones that could, you know, drop a bomb on your house at any point in time, you know, we don't think about drones like that, but yeah, drone strikes. And now you got your little robots that's going to have guns on them. Because everybody knows that killer robots is what we've all been asking for. I know everywhere I go, people are like, you know what? We need killer robots. We need killer robots with guns. Hell yeah. All my homies, everybody I talk to, they're like, yeah, we need robots with guns on them. Because that's always a good idea, right? I know, we're talking about movies, but still. Guns on robots. Just a great idea waiting to happen. I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from and what can we do you for?
Hey, this is Hotep calling from East Coast. And,
hey.
Do you mind if I comment about the Michigan school situation?
Yes, sir.
I think that as societies, in this case America, tries to evolve out of, you know, the abusive scenarios that existed for females and black, brown people, Native Indians, what's happening is a positive that some schools are determining that extending those parameters to include children who may feel, you know, bullied, and if not bullied, out of whack because they are unable to financially, you know, have the same types of costume. I think it's a positive because inclusion and equity are good, especially for black, brown, and other groups who have typically been marginalized. So I think it's a positive thing. I don't think it'll spoil kids. I think it'll help them to focus on academics and school instead of, okay, Johnny got brought in $400 worth of, you know, Halloween stuff or Valentine's stuff. My parents, that $400 is needed for food.
I hear you, and I'm not arguing that they'd be spoiled. I'm just saying, I think, and this is where good parenting comes in. It's not that big of a deal if you don't have the costume that the other person has. It's not that big of a deal if you don't have as much candy as the other person. They don't need that candy anyway. There's way too many fat people in America, as well as diabetes being on the rise during the pandemic, for that matter. Mm. But I'm saying, there's some things sometimes. We get a little overboard in the touchy-feely department, because sometimes getting your feelings hurt is not the worst thing. Because if they're not going to learn lessons in how to cope with getting their feelings hurt when they're young, what are they going to do when they get older? This is where we're having that disconnect. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It is possible, of course, to have children mature emotionally without being bullied. I can tell you the schools I went through, there was a lot of bullying. And the trade-off, well, the options, either worry about the touchy-feely and help lower suicide rates, depression rates, and kids trying to fit in, or cut out the touchy-feely. You know, I think it's worth it. I think it's not going to be perfect. However, if we're opening up to inclusion and equity in corporations, you know, some things may seem a bit extreme, but it's not an extreme that I think would hurt anyone. And I'm all for, you know, giving everyone the opportunity. So,
right.
Yeah, but hey, in your school, you won't get any Halloween gifts. No, you would get, and I wouldn't. So it's all good. I'm happy.
Well,
you'll be happy.
Well, I mean, I just think that it's not a big deal either way. I just think that there's a where we talk about equity. I don't think equity can be defined in candy and Valentine's gifts and costumes. Because when I'm thinking equity, I'm talking about equity of resources and equity of education. So equity is a different argument. Because I hear him talking about equity, but I hear him talk about holidays. But at the same time, we still have resources in these schools that are negligent. And so don't tell me about costumes when the kids don't have the same access for success. The opportunities for success aren't equal. So that's the equity I want to talk about, not no costumes and candy. Because even if they don't have it, guess what? They still work. They still go to a school where the community doesn't care, and they don't have the resources they need to be successful.
Which means then that imagine it. And by the way, us as adults, our thinking on these subjects is very different from children. Children are gonna, you know. I know when I was younger, some of the things that I now look at as trivial bothered me. A ton, because of course emotionally I wasn't the age that I am now. I think that if you have a terrible school where it particularly impacts black and brown, well, black kids, what we call black, African American,
black and brown kids as they're called here in America. Yes, I get where you're going.
And so imagine you're in a school where it doesn't have the best teachers and the microscopes are falling apart. But you have the double whammy of Johnny comes in with the latest Nike and he gives everybody, you know, a pot of gold for Valentine's. And here I come, or you come, whatever we think of it, you know, with some homemade porridge. You know, you're going to get teased and bullied, and, you know, then it's hard to focus on using those broken down microscopes. It's, you know, I think equity is a good thing. I think equity. I wouldn't want you to be my principal.
So when we talk equity, and so I'll let you go, Hotep. I want to say thank you for calling, and please feel free to call in again, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, bro. Bye.
Right. So I think, so for example, here in Oakland, we had a school that had a flea infestation. They talked about it, and it was like the staff and the students were covered with fleas and flea bites. And the school system, the superintendent was talking about raccoons and how the raccoons were infesting the schools. And I personally had worked at this school. No. There's no raccoons. Raccoons aren't in the building shedding their fleas and then going back out into the woods. It's disingenuous. It's just they had the flea infestation. They didn't take it seriously because it's a quote-unquote inner-city school in a quote-unquote inner-city area that affects the, as Hotep said, black and brown children only. And they didn't get what they needed, and they suffered, the staff and the students. because of where they are, because no one cares about those schools. Now, if we're talking about equity, I'm guessing a school in a more prominent area would not have had that flea infestation, because someone would have got bit once. They're like, hey, we got fleas. And they would have been in that afternoon to handle it. So I just think equity is a word that's tossed. And we have people who talk about it, but they're not trying to be about it. You know, it's I'm not gonna say it's totally disingenuous. I just think that it's applied in a way, especially as someone who's involved in the educational system. I see it and hear it used all the time, but it doesn't feel right. On that note, I'm going to break. This is OC, Easy Work. Call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Speaking of easy work, sometimes the Groundhog Day segment. Because sometimes it's just Groundhog Day. But then sometimes it's like, it's a segment. You know, I can do a whole show on Groundhog Day and never run out of material. Because it's just so hateful out there. So without further ado, Groundhog Day segment.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, man, where do I start? Remember we had the Asian murder hornet? We had the Asian murder hornet. And it was like, because it was, and before that we had the Africanized killer bee that was coming to America. And it was just, it's going to be the worst thing going. Yeah, we had the murder hornets. We got to get these murder hornets from Asia before they get over here and infest our good bees. And that'll be it. Now we've got the Aedes mosquito with its distinct white stripes. Feeding on human blood. It's an invasive creature originally from Asia. And in the headline, it says, these mosquitoes prefer to bite people. And they say it's an invasive insect ravaging the West. I'm sorry, Asian people. They intend on giving y'all this work. I never knew mosquitoes didn't want to bite people. And I grew up in New Orleans. I don't think we had the Aedes mosquito. I didn't know that there were different species of mosquitoes. Didn't really care. I just knew we had mosquitoes. And if you was out past 4:30, you had to pop yourself. Yeah, it just looked like you hate yourself in the South if you're outside because you're smacking yourself because you're killing mosquitoes, right? And they said these mosquitoes prefer to bite people. I think that's what mosquitoes do. They're the vampires of the, well, they're one of the vampires of the bug species, right? They land on you. They want to suck your blood. They're full of blood. That's what they do. But apparently, this Aedes mosquito from Asia, it's all so much worse because it feeds on human blood and it prefers to bite people because it's from Asia. Okay. Thought it's funny. That's what we doing. We're talking about these incredibly vicious creatures. Speaking of incredibly vicious creatures that attack humans. Kim Potter. Kim Potter, who killed Dante Wright in Minneapolis, she said she's the one who said she meant to use the taser instead of the handgun. She's laying out her potential defense ahead of her November trial. So what she was saying is that, hey, it was an innocent accident or an innocent mistake. She said, and I quote, the perceived use of a taser was reasonable and that there is a lack of causation, meaning Wright is also partly to blame for his own death. That's what they say. her defense would be. I meant to use the taser instead of the gun. And so because I meant to use the taser instead of the gun, it wasn't malicious. That's going to be her defense. It's sort of like I'm a pimp. And I meant to pimp slap her, slap the taste out of her mouth. But instead, I accidentally punched her because we were engaging in BDSM. I mean, you could see it coming, right? Because we're just talking about reckless lying at this point. I meant to use my taser instead of the gun. I'm the pimp. I meant to slap the taste out of our mouth because we were engaging in BDSM. And I accidentally balled my fist. I meant to slap the taste out of her mouth, but my fist actually hit her in the jaw and broke her jaw. And so I didn't know her jaw was broken. And so she couldn't say the safe word. And that's what happened. That's why she got brutalized and she may have died from her injuries. Because I didn't know, because I really meant to slap her. I really meant to slap her. But I ended up using my fist. And so I shouldn't be charged. I shouldn't be charged. That's the defense we're using. And see, and this is how strong the racism is, right? Where there'll be some folks who say, yeah, you know what? I can see how you can get your taser and your gun mixed up. People do it all the time. And there's literally no difference between a taser and a gun, right? Just literally no difference. Right? Right. Oh, some good news. Henrietta Lacks, whose cells were taken and used in scientific breakthroughs. Well, she got a posthumous award. She got an award. Yeah. She got the Director General's Award at a special ceremony yesterday. And you know she appreciates it. The fact that they're still using her cells 70-some years later. You know, they're supposed to be treating her. They're supposed to be treating her, but they took her cells and then used her cells to treat everybody else. And then they got Nobel Peace Prizes, many lives have been saved, but many pockets have been lined. But she got an award for it posthumously. So even in death, she continues to live on. It's awesome, right? That's where we're at. That's what's happening. Henrietta Lee. She got an award. Yeah. Tell me that's not hilarious. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. It's another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, go to smoothdrama.com and we can continue the conversation in the chat room. Other than that, peace, love, hair, grease. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drummer.
Together you got
smooth
drummer. Smooth.